USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases is still on an upward slope, with 75,000 identified throughout the state and over 1,500 people have died from the disease. The New York governor says everyone is asking when it will be over.
It is not going to be soon. If our apex is 14 to 21 days, that's our apex. You then have to come down the other side of the mountain.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners.
Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration says gun dealers and shooting ranges are essential businesses. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gun shops are staying open while other businesses have been shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump administration has deemed the firearms industry essential critical infrastructure. That ruling came from the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and it covers firearms and ammunition dealers, as well as manufacturers, distributors, importers, and shooting ranges. The decision came after some intense lobbying from gun rights organizations.
Major League Baseball is announcing it will continue to pay all minor league players through at least May 31st. With the start of the season delayed due to the coronavirus outbreak, the players will receive $400 a week and medical benefits during the hiatus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Like other American companies, Minnesota-based MyPillow is refocusing its production to make face masks for healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell was at the White House on Monday. He had a chance to speak during President Trump's press conference updating us on the coronavirus pandemic. Lindell had a message for Americans.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. To change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Lindell has converted 75% of his manufacturing capacity to make 50,000 N95 masks a day for healthcare workers. The Trump administration is loosening up fuel efficiency standards. The EPA and Department of Transportation's new rule will likely face some court challenges. Under the new rules, fleet vehicles have to average 40 miles a gallon by the year 2026. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.